Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today where, today it's a Tuesday. It's March 10th, 2020. And, of course, if it's Tuesday, it's Tuesdays with Stan. That's second hour today. Just so much news. Are you folks handling, how are you guys handling? How is everyone handling the news? Let me ask you. How are you guys doing? We have obviously this hysteria. This deep-seated, deep-rooted, intentional exploitation of this coronavirus, which, you know, folks, the more I look at this, this is my speculation, okay? Just please understand this. This is me looking at this and digging in and talking with people from my investigative perspective. I'm looking at this, this is going to be the gift that keeps on giving, so to speak. Beyond the headlines, and the headlines become the story, actually. But beyond that, I've had to make calls and had to ask questions about what is known about the composition of this virus. At least to this point, you know, look, there's a lot that's not known but to this point. And that led me to a couple of people who led me to back around to Alex Jones, who was talking about this. Look, I truly believe, the more I see this, that this was, and again, this is my speculation, this was developed as a biological weapon. But it's being used as an effort by the deep state, the permanent authoritative bureaucracy by those people who believe they're in charge, as a, not a last ditch, but a close to last ditch effort to take out Donald Trump. And where is Donald Trump most, and think about it, follow me on this. Where is Donald Trump the most vulnerable here? It would be in the economy. What did Donald Trump do here within the last several weeks, months? And that was to even out the trade deficit or the unfair trade practices with China. All right. And think about this from Nixon's diplomacy with China, the open door diplomacy with China, Kissinger. Remember Kissinger and Nixon? And you know who Kissinger was or is, you know, the deep estate father, or one of the fathers of the deep state, shall we say. So think about it this way. You have Nixon opening the doors to China. And, remember the television shows from the 50s or 60s, or, even better yet, the roast by, remember the celebrity roasts? A lot of, back then in the 60s, early 70s, a lot of fun was poked at toys being made in China or Japan, or items being made in Japan. Well, that shifted to China after Nixon. And then as we move forward, of course, we saw Clinton really seal the deal with China in a number of ways. And then from there, we saw Bush and Obama also working with China. So now China, of course, is... And when I say China, I'm talking about communist China. Yes, communist China. The communist Chinese. Red China. All right. So all of that said, what I see taking place right now is whatever this virus is, I believe it to be a deliberately made weapon. And I think that Alex Jones has done a great job of explaining that. Now, is it real? Yeah, it's real, but it's also being exploited by the media, by this hysteria is being really pushed, and the intent here is chaos. All right, that's the intent. And remember, yesterday, chaos is not a pit, it's a ladder, and that's borrowed from the Game of Thrones. But let's play a couple of minutes, a minute and a half of Alex Jones here talking about this specific virus and the intent and the result of what's been taking place, if you don't mind. Watch this and listen to this.
Just 6 weeks ago, President Trump won the trade war against the communist Chinese. And I said on air, they're getting ready to strike back. Then President Trump came out and announced that coming up on April 15th, he would launch a new huge tax cut for the middle class that would be sure to supercharge our economy even more. Well, the deep state has struck back, and they admit they're openly trying to tank our economy.
Panic attack. The coronavirus has unleashed a wave of panic across the country, evidenced by runs on hand sanitizer and face masks.
Breaking news, markets just opened and down 1,700.
Here in the United States, 607 cases, 26 deaths in 36 states.
Some members of Congress in self-quarantine.
We are at a critical moment with governments around the world taking action and companies canceling travel and cities calling off big public gatherings.
The Dow headed for its worst single day point loss since
the Great Recession and the financial crisis.
The biggest one-day point drop ever.
With stocks falling more than 2,000 points.
The largest tech companies, including Apple, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, and Amazon, wiping out more than $320 billion in value.
The coronavirus weighs on demand. When factories are closed, people aren't traveling, consumers aren't out and about. Want to get a sense of what the odds are that this tips us into recession, and how should the government respond?
This is not a great number for President Trump. You see here his approval rating on handling of coronavirus is 41%.
Every hour, every day, you can feel the spread of the virus.
Here's the deal. This is why we're panicked.
There's a place called Hard Labor in Georgia. Yes, it's a former prisoner camp for slave labor. And now the governor has announced the state police are setting up a camp for people that test positive for the coronavirus.
All right. That gives you a taste, at least initially. I think you can see pretty much how this, where Alex Jones is taking this and where he has taken this. And I have to stand in agreement with him that this is now a weapon. It's been weaponized by the deep state. And I think that we have to really understand this. Does that diminish the actual virus itself? No, it doesn't. If you get it, obviously, you know, it's like statistics. I mean, statistics are meaningless unless you become one or you know someone who is one, and then it makes a whole world of difference. So just consider the, I guess what I'm asking people to do is look at the bigger picture. Look at all of the possibilities and potentials, the potential aspects of this. Don't look at this as merely, don't look at this in the manner that we looked at, we'll say the 1968 Hong Kong flu or the swine flu. Don't even look at this in the manner that we looked at SARS necessarily. But look at this a little bit differently. Get the whole picture. That's what I urge. And also, one of the other issues is how this might even relate to frequency and the 5G rollout. All right. It's just, there's something there. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but I believe there's something there. Also, consider, now I'm going to say this very, 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 very cautiously. You know, we saw various practices in the past, including, but not limited to Jade Helm, for example. Other social / media experiments rolled out on the American people. And this is of late. What do we have coming up? We've got here in about 230 days, 240 days, an election. But even before that, we've got a Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee. You heard it said where if Bernie Sanders doesn't get the nomination, Milwaukee will burn. And of course, if Sanders or a Democrat doesn't get elected, cities will burn. Telling you, nothing happens in a vacuum, and I think these issues are all related. the vulnerability of Donald Trump on the economic side, the rolling out of these anarchists as a last-ditch effort, whether they're paid for by or just working voluntarily for or on behalf of the left, including Sanders, and even Joe Biden, who, by the way, is threatening to take away your AR-14s. An AR-14 handy? Is that one below an AR-15? I don't know. I'm telling you, though. So anyway, and there's no cognitive test. And I believe that, in my personal belief, I believe that if you are going to hold public office or I can't say what I'm going to say next, but I believe that there must be, there should be cognitive, tests done. That's just my view. All right. By the way, HagmanStore.com. Folks, HagmanStore.com. I'm going to tell you right now, you need to buy some coffee first. You need to buy some coffee. And you know, if you buy the beans, it's pretty cool because you can actually grind the beans. Thank you, Rhonda. Wait a second. Wrong way. There we go. You can grind the beans if you'd like yourself. Really works up the arm muscles. Rhonda's a great, great lady. But seriously, HagmanStore.com. And we have beans, Patriot, Revolution, and Detective's Choice coffee and beans, as well as ground and K-cups. And you know what the best part about this is? Best part about it is this. Proceeds go to help fight child and human sex trafficking. Craig Sawyer, Russ Dizdar, those two organizations specifically. So the gourmet coffee is a little bit more expensive than what you'd pay, but the proceeds go to help those organizations. So we're proud of that fact. Also, Eric the Tech put up some brand new t-shirts. Check those out, man. I'm telling you, you just go to HagmanStore.com and check them out. Don't tread on me. It's a tri-blend shirt. Really, Eric was wearing it yesterday, and I got to tell you, it's really comfy. And it really feels good. So that's right. Don't tread on me. All right. So that's that. Agman Store.com for coffee. And I want to thank Alex Jones, by the way, for that summary. And I think that we have to take a look at that. And speaking of that, we had Michael Terrell on, 2 weeks? It was on February 25th that we had him on. I put up the individual hours because the response was so great from the people who were listening. I asked him to come back because of this response and more. I asked him if he could spare an hour because I know he's busy, he's traveling, he's making music, making frequencies, you know, studying frequencies and such. But I asked him if he can come back because I wanted to talk with him about a number of things, and he humbly agreed to do so, or he generously agreed to do so, and I humbly accepted. So he's back with me now, and Michael Terrell, wholetones.com, to weigh in on a number of subjects, to pick up where we left off. And, oh, by the way, the promotion is still on. If you go to wholetones.com, you want to relieve stress, get better sleep, you want to get energy for your day, if you want to calm your pet, you can do it through wholetones.com. There it is on your screen. Don't make me come over there and press the keys for you. Go to wholetones.com and use promo code Hagman, and you will thank me later. I'm telling you, it works. And you know what? I'm telling you, frequency, 5G, coronavirus, there's some relationships here. Anyway, with that, Michael Terrell from wholetones.com. How you doing, sir?
I am doing fantastic. I'm so excited. You know, it's nice when my friends' listeners actually like a guest. And I have gotten the most amazing emails from you guys from the last broadcast. Just thank you. Thank you for the love and thank you for the support. And you were picking up what I was throwing down.
I was thinking about something else there, but okay. Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, we had a good time last time that you were on, and we got into a lot of stuff. And it was actually some heavy stuff, but
we got heavier stuff. The headlines are just full of it since we talked.
I know. You know, I'm telling you, I played, you know, before you came on, I played a little clip from Alex Jones from when he was on. About this whole coronavirus thing, the media, the hysterical media, the hysterectomy. No, the hysteria. I've had too much of my coffee. No, the hysteria that's being generated by this, you know, it's a little bit troublesome, especially when you look at it as being, in my view anyway, is being weaponized against the current administration. But you know, it all comes back to a couple of basic things. It all comes back to the weaponization of frequency. And of course, you take frequency and you make it melodious, consistent with the music of King David and the biblical. But there's just something wrong here going on. And I don't know. So wherever you want to start, let's start.
Well, I mean, all of us, you know, not everyone is asleep, Doug, which is a good thing.
That's right.
Now, there's always going to be people that are lemmings and they're just going to follow, you know, the propaganda media or whatever right over the cliff. And we're seeing that now. And part of what I was looking at before bed last night, which I'm almost a bit, my wife said, you know, you're supposed to shut off your phone at night. And I said, yeah, but I'm not done reading. Me and Doug are going to talk tomorrow. But one of the things I found fascinating, guys, first thing out of the chute this morning. So they're showing pictures of the president of China in Wuhan this morning. Okay. He has not been anywhere near there, and rightly so, for some time. The president is there and 70% of the Chinese people have recovered. Really? And here's the other part that was exciting. Guess what he was wearing? I was going to bring, you know, my assemblage of masks so I could show everybody the difference, but he was wearing one of those dollar surgical masks in Wuhan.
Okay. Yeah. Now, so makes sense.
You saw it, but my initial question is, first of all, was that really the president? Sorry, I had to go there.
No, that's a good point.
What, or was it just because they want to show all the world that we're coming back, guys? You know, but what they didn't mention is, guess what they just discovered now? Did you read about the chicken flu, the avian flu now?
No, I didn't. I was watching the reruns of Gomer Pop.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those poor people. But here's my point though. So you see all of this stuff. And then last night or yesterday, actually, I watched the president and Pence, and I watch all of the naysayers. I mean, can you imagine? Would any of you guys like to take this job? Not me. And the job they're doing. So they had everybody you could think of, including Dr. Fauci on last night, okay, who everybody respects, basically. And he's a real cool guy. So anyway, they're going through everything, and they're telling the American people the straight stuff. And you see the feed on MSNBC going, false, false, false. It's like, what do you mean false? It was straight up the truth. But here's the interesting phenomena. I just couldn't get my head around it. They're saying now that everyone that contacts this thing in the U.S., for the unless they're elderly or they have some sort of underlying health condition, is recovering. So doesn't that sound just like a bad cold or a respiratory infection or, you know, walking pneumonia? Or, anyway, I'm not going to go there. It is definitely important that we prepare. Yeah. But you have one guy telling you the mask doesn't do anything. Yet the government just orders like $248 million worth of masks. I thought they weren't any good. Then you have there you go. There he is. And the picture that they showed him in the hospital, though, Doug, he had one of those little flimsy blue surgical. He didn't even have that one on. He had a blue one on. It was like, wow. But anyway, here's the other point, guys. You have one guy who's, telling you that the masks are completely ineffective. My friends, a N99 activated charcoal mask is effective because of the micron size. Okay. Simple. So somebody's not telling the truth. The whole thing smells like yesterday's diapers. But then you have guys that are, you know, like the Surgeon General, the head of the CDC. They're all saying the same thing. They're saying, yeah, there's going to be more cases because we're sending out the test now. So more people will probably test positive. But Americans have a very low incidence of this virus. And right. Things are looking good. They're not mentioning the fact that, guess what, guys? I live in Florida. And it's hot, and it's going to get a lot hotter. Do you know what the heat does to virus?
In general, yep.
Yeah. So all these things we start to put into our computer, and now I'm going to add some more stuff. Now, Dr. Drew, if you've been watching Dr. Drew, he's been excoriating the media, and for good purpose, a good cause. Because here's where I want to go this morning, the frequency versus freaking out, okay? He's talking about the greater danger. I've been talking about the greater danger, and then Doug and I were talking last time about also a whole other thing, which we may get to in this broadcast, which is 5G. Now, look at what these guys are saying. Look closely at what Mr. Pence is saying. He's a beautiful man, and he's telling the people the truth. He is. I don't know about anybody else, but he's a straight shooter. You will recover from this virus. Unless you're elderly, over 80, or unless you have an underlying health condition, you will recover from this. But this isn't that. This isn't what's really here. I want you to consider something. My brother already said something. I want you to listen to me closely. Social experiment. Who was a social organizer that became a president? I'll let you answer the questions, guys. Who was that guy? That was his job. Do you know what Joseph Goebbels' job was? If he had a job in our lingo, he was a social organizer. Sound familiar? And so what do they do with propaganda? They control the populace. I fly a lot. I can tell you, Doug, and my friends today, when I fly, 90% of the TVs are tuned to CNN when I'm flying. And every head is just glued as if they're just getting an infusion of truth. Now, when you go to most major airports, have you ever noticed all of the TV monitors in the airport? Have you noticed that all of them are tuned to CNN? Yep. Do you notice that when you go to the gym, if you do, and you're working out and you look up at all of the televisions in there, that they're all on CNN? Did you ever ask yourself? Don't have that problem, but go ahead.
Yep.
Did you ever ask yourself why? The reason is because CNN pays institutions and businesses to run their broadcast 24/7. Did you know that?
Yep.
Every major airport, every place that'll do it, they pay them per month to keep that channel on CNN so we can continuously marinate the people with propaganda until the point where they can't even work out and they're not even focusing on sweating. They're just kind of looking and they're walking. You look at them, they're walking like 0.05 of a mile an hour because they're glued to the latest. Guys, this has been coming for years. They want to rent a place in your brain. They want every day of your life to have some drama and chaos in it so you can never have a normal life again. And the big picture is, this is a social experiment. Look at how around the world people are being controlled by whatever is being fed to them about this virus. Let me tell you a couple things that just happened. Australia, toilet paper crisis.
Yeah, that wipes me out.
I showed that
video clip yesterday of in Australia, two women fighting over a trolley of toilet paper. Last one, you know.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff though. Now, to be fair, the first places that ran out of toilet paper were, guess where? Australia, Japan, and Hawaii. Why? Because they're cut off from mainland, and so everything they have has to be brought over in ships or planes, right? They don't just have, can't walk, right? Yeah. So I understand that. They're afraid they're going to get cut off. But here's the point. Hoarding. There was another one. I don't know if you read this one, Doug. Some lady, it says, by mistake, ordered like 32 pallets of toilet paper to be delivered to her house. And then so she was supposed to spend $38 on toilet paper, but she thought her order was $2,380-some-odd, right? And so guess what? This morning it says, well, now she's selling it. Oh, God bless her. What a sweet lady. She's selling that toilet paper, and I bet she's selling it for a heck of a lot more than she paid for it. So in Australia, we have a toilet paper crisis. In Hawaii, we have a toilet paper crisis. In Japan, we have a toilet paper crisis. Guys, hysteria, anyone? And here's the balance. So a really good friend of mine, I won't mention her name on air, she works in one of the busiest ERs in our country. They see 10,000 patients a month. She said the other day, and this is like 3 days ago, that two people came in to be tested for coronavirus, and somehow they got into the supply cabinet of the entire hospital and stole every surgical mask and every box full of antimicrobial gel and got out of the hospital with it. And now the doctors and nurses who are trying to help people, they don't have masks and antimicrobial gel to fill all the little antimicrobial stations in the hospital. Beautiful. They're waiting on supplies, but they're sold out all over the world. Go on Amazon, right? Well, no, don't, because then you'll disconnect from us. But go to Amazon later and try to order a mask. I mean, Prime especially. It'll say delivery date, March, April, but because they don't have any. Because crazy people are losing their marbles over this whole thing. So that was the first thing. That was a place that I wanted to go to start today off, because I do have something that's going to make a big difference.
All right. This, by the way, is fascinating. You know, in looking at this, it to me, it almost doesn't matter what the it is. In this case, it's this coronavirus. Now, I do believe that this was intended to be a bioweapon. Whatever happened from that point to now, I don't know. But I can tell you that the media certainly has done a lot to really use this, weaponized it against Donald Trump and the conservative and even the alt media or the new media as well. And there's a damage has been inflicted on the new media, and I'll just leave it there. But folks, right. You know, you can do your own homework. But okay, so that said, let's go ahead. What you got?
All right. So that was my first thing that I wanted to establish before we move forward is, okay, when you're looking at something, how many times, Doug, we've had this conversation, you've had with many of your guests too, how many times do we have something that's like over here and everybody's like, their gaze turns over here? But what's really malevolent and what's really dark and deep state is somewhere down here. But just know, keep watching the hand. Why are you looking down here? Come on. Keep looking over here. Right. Yep. And so the thing that we know after watching that broadcast yesterday, if you did, with the President Pence, with every health guy that even the Democrats think are like, you know, we know that this is a vulnerable virus. We know that they said the greater danger in our country is the flu. We see the demographics and all the statistics about the flu. 45 million people this year in the United States have contacted the flu. Think about that. That's just only a fraction of the populace, especially in our country, has actually tested positive for the coronavirus. And here's what I want to try to do today. I want to try to offer solutions, Doug. You talk about force multipliers a lot, and I love that terminology. I wish I would have coined it, but I think
you can
did.
Have it. I didn't make, I don't know who coined it, but it wasn't me.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
So my point is, what I'm seeing that's the most dangerous thing, I had all kinds of things I could read from doctors, but I think that listeners already get our point. We only have 1 hour together today, and it's just not enough for me. So, guys, the most important thing that I'm seeing is, you know, you guys know what biosmog is. That's when there's too much EMF activity, albeit whatever bandwidth, 4G, 5G, or just what happens, it comes off of your own microwave oven or whatever. We know what biosmog is. But one thing we're not talking about is what happens when there's media pollution. We never talk about this. We don't talk about when people abuse Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, when they abuse it. And what I mean by abusing it, and I'm going to call some people out in this broadcast because we're all in the same family. Christians are absolutely using Facebook to cause more fear. I've never seen anything like it. The people that are on this planet that have the presence of God and then know that there's perilous times that will come according to the Bible. When the perilous time comes, it's henny-pen, the sky is falling. I have never seen people use social media to help the media, the drive-by media and the deep state gain their objective.
Good point.
Instead of being the peacemakers, notice the Bible does not say, blessed are the peacekeepers.
That's a good point too.
It says, blessed are the peacemakers. When you make peace, it's finished. You're not in the place of maintenance where all the time you have to keep the peace. You're not a policeman. You're more like a chiropractor. You see that something's out of place and okay, good. I just kept the peace. See you next time. So, I mean, that's our job, guys, is to be peacemakers. So my point is, I have been called, I believe, to bring peace in the midst of chaos. And I believe that every blood-bought believer on the planet has that same exact calling. I find it interesting that God has a command and he says, do not, now listen close, do not let your heart become troubled. Let's just stop right there. That means that it's within your ability to do. It's a command. Do not let your heart become troubled. And then part two is, neither be afraid. You believe in God, also believe in me. Come on, guys. Listen, there's going to be so many people with eggs on their faces come end of April. I'm hearing all kinds of things. Doug and I have talked about some things we can't even bring to the broadcast right now. I can tell you this for sure. This is an obvious plan. Everybody knows it. It's like the elephant in the middle of the room, but everyone's afraid to go up to it and push it to see if it's real. Let's look at 2004 election.
Okay.
SARS.
Yep.
SARS, right?
Yep.
Let's look at 2008, avian flu. Oh, the birds. It's birds this time. 2010, swine flu. 2012, MERS. 2014, the first Ebola. Remember that?
That's right.
That beauty?
Yep.
2016, Zika virus.
Yep.
Now the mosquitoes are going to kill us all. Right? Am I right? 2018, Ebola, and 2020, Corona. It's like, what? Do viruses just wait for an election year and then they come out and go, hey, we're back? Do you guys really think? I don't think this way. That's the one reason that I think that I get along with a lot of my friends is because I always look at everything from an aerial view versus this linear view. People, like, they look at everything like their TV on the same level. They look, you ever heard that I can't see the forest for the trees? That's
absolutely,
because they're into a forest.
Yep.
But if you got into a helicopter and you go over that forest, why do you think that they use these for surveillance when they're trying to find a crook or an escaped inmate? Because you can see them from up there.
Right.
Isn't it interesting that in the Bible, Doug, that John the Revelator, he heard a trumpet say, come up here. Come up here. Now look down. And I'm going to show you stuff that hasn't even happened yet. Guys, that's our legacy. We have to be one step ahead of this game. So my point is, okay, so if I can get on with all of the talking heads and social media and I can manipulate good people on social media to say nonsense and stupid things, and I can control the airwaves of the media during an election year, what kind of damage can we do? Well, let's find out. What happened in China? Hello? The government just came on in with this draconian measure and basically just took over. So when people declare a state of emergency, the government gets extra power.
Yep.
They do. They get extra power. So if, guys, look at what's going on. Is it not frightening to you that people are at a fever pitch and hysteria? Not to mention what Doug and I spoke on in the last broadcast in an election year. With millennials that, as my brother said, are willing to burn cities and hurt citizens over an election. Everything that's going on right now, make no mistake, has everything to do about the next election. I recommend that everybody, whether you like him or not, prays for Donald Trump, because you have no idea who the man is and what he sacrificed to do what he does. And he looked tired on TV last night, and so would you if you lost $200 million in the stock market. Wouldn't you look a little tired?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy has not had a minute to breathe since he took office. He's been getting pounded by everyone by trying to do the right thing. And I'll tell you right now, there's people that you're watching today and people that you know that are getting pounded for doing the right thing, and people that have constantly done nothing but evil. I'll just say it. Hillary Clinton, she'll probably run for president again. Instead of going to Gitmo, why? That's the better question. And outside of the why and outside of all of this flashpoint stuff that Doug are going to talk about, the beauty of this whole broadcast and of my friend's ministry and the show is this. We have to offer alternatives. And the only alternative that I know of personally, like I said, I cannot change the environment outside of your home, but you can talk to my wife right now. She has learned a lot over the years, but the one thing she learned about is that everything is frequency and everything has a resonant frequency and fear has its own frequency. And when it grabs hold of you, guess what it does? It masks the frequency of faith. You are unable to believe for better things and better days and prosperity and health. You are mesmerized by fear, and fear makes you do what? React to circumstances. When you react to circumstances, you go, guess what? They're taking the water out of my fishbowl. I have to go buy toilet paper. I have to stock up on water. I have to buy a year's worth of food. I have to do all of this stuff. As long as you're reacting to a circumstance, and all the deep state and all the media has to do is continue to bombard you with circumstances. And people haven't been awake long enough to realize that this all started with when the commercials changed. When the commercials changed, it went from content. Like, I mean, when we were little, like 40 Mule Train or whatever it was, it had actually had, every commercial had a little story. Right. Nike was the first one to begin the soundbite generation. They show orange sweat pouring off some lady. Then they show orange sweat pouring off like LeBron James dunking a basketball or whatever. And then at the end, it goes, just do it. No content. Just sweat and just do it, right? Well, that became the whole part of the millennial generation. Everything's soundbite. There's no cohesion. There's no connecting, right? So, guys, Those of us that are here that are awake have to realize that this has been – so everything that you see had a purpose of an earlier origin to get you to do something else. Addiction to cell phones. Why? Because of 5G. Addiction to cigarettes, how did it start? I was born in 1960. Do you remember candy cigarettes?
Oh, yeah.
Guess who owned the candy cigarette license? Tobacco companies. Because they wanted kids to get used to the fixation of holding something in their hands. So when they became like 17 or 18 years old, they'd start smoking the real one because it felt good. I got my candy cigarette. And if you blew it, it had that powdered sugar and it looked like smoke was coming out.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Guys. Guess what? Manipulation, anyone? Yeah, massively so. So let's talk about solutions now. I've pretty much, you know, most of this stuff you guys already know. Doug does a phenomenal job of talking about all of the things that both of us were. He sees stuff and usually tell me cool stuff. And this week there was a couple of things I was able to share with him because of some information I have. But the bottom line is this. The coronavirus is not the centerpiece of what's happening in our nation. I will say that to you right now. Social unrest and hysteria is. What the deep state wants to do is disrupt this entire election in every way. They know, and you know, they don't have a snowball's chance of winning anything this year. They have put absolute socialists and rogues on the table and expected people to vote for them. Ain't going to happen. So they have to cause civil and social unrest, right? Martial law, all of the goody stuff, they have to. They have to cause a disruption in the matrix in order to try to throw. All of their attempts are going to fail. Let me tell you that as the first foundation of bringing peace to you and a solution. Their attempt will, like all of the other ones, will fail miserably. It's interesting. Last night was the beginning of Purim. Did you know that, Doug?
I did not.
And here's the cool thing about Purim for those listening today. Purim is the story of Queen Esther. Right. And Queen Esther was Jewish. And she married the king and this man named Haman, who was just a wicked guy that hated the Jews. Sound familiar? He decided to build a gallows to hang this man, Mordecai, who was Esther's father. And here's the beautiful part of it. At the same time, the king was asking people in his kingdom, did anyone ever honor Mordecai for all he's done? And so the king is getting ready to honor Mordecai. You can't write this stuff. It's just too good. It has to happen. The king wants to bless Mordecai. And at the same time, this evil man, Haman, has erected this giant gallows to hang Mordecai. And so the king calls Haman in because he's his right-hand guy. Sound familiar again? And says to him this. He says, what could be done to honor such a man that would find favor in the king's eyes? And so Haman, thinking he's talking about himself, says, well, you should bless him, put him on a horse, give him one of your own robes that you've worn, take him out, parade him around the people. And he said, good, I want you to find Mordecai, and that's what I want you to do for him, and don't skip one thing. So now the king has the guy that he's already marked for death. I mean, that Haman's marked for death and already erected a gallows to kill the guy, right? And now he has to go honor him. And then Haman gets invited to a banquet that night, and Queen Esther gets everything she wants from the king with one decree, including up to half of his kingdom. And guess what? She tells the king that her father, who was just honored by him, Haman has erected a gallows to hang him. And you know what the king says? Hang Haman from his own gallows. My friends, these guys are going to hang on their own gallows. The ones that they want to take you out with and the president out with and everyone that stands for good and godliness and the way things were always established in this nation of democracy. Those people with malevolent ideas, they're going to hang from their own gallows. So that's just the beginning of the good news today.
That is good news. And I believe that to be.
That's good news.
Yeah, indeed. You know, very well stated. And, you know, you began by saying that a couple of things going back prior to the story that coronavirus is not the centerpiece of what's happening. And I believe that. And I think more and more people are starting to see that. But civil and social unrest is. And, you know, that's exactly where I see a lot of people residing, in that arena of social and civil unrest, or the potential in the concern and the worry and the fear. But you know what? What prevents fear is faith as well as preparation. Preparation, of course, we all should prepare, but faith does as well. And you said something else as well, that you know some things. And folks, I'm going to tell you something, okay? That gentleman, Michael Turrell, knows things that I can't even say, and I don't know what he knows, but I know that what he knows is, oh boy, you know, he knows. So pay attention. But, so all of this, and I'm looking at my notes here, all of this is kind of working itself out. I think that we're going to see, so, you know, I think we're going to see some marvelous things happen, here in the next few months. And I've got to tell you, you're a talented guy. I was talking with my wife last night, just real briefly. And I said, you know, I asked Michael to come on, and she said, well, it's pretty, you know, I won't say the word she used, but, she said, that's pretty ballsy of you to come ask him to come on twice. And you know, and I said, well, yeah, you know, but he's got some stuff that I think is important for people to know. But we were talking too about your, about the solutions. And she said, you know, I want you to thank him for me because he's changed my life. Because she had such a hard time sleeping at night, and Whole Tones has changed that. And, even the thing I don't mention a lot is the office, what we play in the offices is the energy and focus that really makes a difference.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So you've actually affected favorably impacted my family, my office, my business life, my personal life, even my dog. And I want to say thank you for that. So, solutions is what we're all about. And, you know, we can change it. We can change our lives through your ideas, your innovations and your product. And, you know, people say, well, geez, and you know, this isn't QVC. Well, no, it's not. But you know what? We're all about.
It's definitely not.
But we're all about solutions, aren't we? And we need that. We need to know. We need to be able to employ that solution that helps us, because otherwise we're going to go just, you know, if we're not already there. But so help us out there, brother. Help us out to understand what's going on.
Absolutely. So again, many of you have seen broadcasts in the past where I went into great detail about Whole Tones, but just for those who don't understand what I'm talking about today, just remember everything is frequency. Everything has a resonant frequency, including telecommunications, including every EMF, which is a electromagnetic field that is happening outside of your home, in your home with Wi-Fi, of course. EMFs in their own right are, think about this, we are the body electric. I mean, people forget that, Doug. They forget that we're actually electric and the genius of God. If we weren't electric, we wouldn't be able to hold to the Earth's gravitational pull and we'd be floating outside in the ionosphere. I mean, that, whatever that is, 0.2 picofarad or whatever that actual measurement of electricity is that causes us to interact with gravity and hold us down to this planet securely, is a frequency. So with that being said, everything that we're looking at right now is a frequency. And that comes from two things. Vibration, which is Hertz from Heinrich Hertz, which is just a measurement of how many times a body or a wave vibrates per second. That's what a Hertz is. So think about this for a minute. You have somebody and they talk to you and they say something like, I hate you. How about that? How does that feel? I hate you, right? Unbelievably painful. Or how about the feeling when you just hear a siren and you think you're driving fine and you're on the highway and you're late for a very important appointment. And guess what? You see the blue and red, you know, the light show and you get pulled over. What happens? Your stomach gurgles and bubbles and you start to get sweaty in your face and you tremble. Why? Because your body is already picking up the vibration of what you've already assumed is going to happen, which I'm going to get a big fat ticket and there's going to be points on. You already see the whole scenario. And so you've already kind of like said to yourself, okay, you know, this is what's going to happen. So my point is that everything is a frequency, the way we communicate with each other, what we are manifesting outward, hence the hysteria, the panic and the fear I'm talking about. Very negative frequencies. And guess what? When people begin to resonate with other people, then it becomes viral in that sense. So if something becomes viral frequency wise because of a viral virus, think about the implications of this. Just my first concern was from a global financial or economic impact. That was my first thought. The second thought was social unrest. What will that do if people all of a sudden go buck wild and start burning cities and hurting people? And then people start freaking out, start wanting to break into each other's houses and businesses and start looting. Think about the bigger implications. But third, what I was thinking about is, what do I have that I can offer that can absolutely move a giant marker, especially in the privacy of your own home, which is frequency enhanced music, which works like absolute magic. We're in 176 nations. We have a 100% money back guarantee. Why? Because I don't worry about people sending it back. Once you get it, you're going to keep it. And so I want you to explain to you what that is. Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project, was the very first thing that I created, and Doug and I did our very first broadcast about it, and we were shocked when people found out what it was. It's music that's specifically tuned, unlike any music you've ever heard, to what I believe is the same tuning frequency as probably what King David tuned his kinnor, his harp, to. And you know what's interestingly? What are we looking for right now, guys? We're looking for peace in the midst of chaos. That's what we want. Everybody's looking for it. Nobody likes waking up in the morning. Even my wife said this morning, and she's very balanced. She woke up this morning, she goes, I just woke up with a nervous feeling. Well, when you're marinated in this junk that we're watching, if we're watching it and hearing about everywhere. We went to a restaurant for dinner last night, Doug, had some Indian food. And the people at the next table were talking about it. And the people behind us are talking about the virus. And everywhere we went to like a craft store and somewhere else to pick up stuff yesterday. Everybody was talking about it. It's the number one trending thing in the world. So when you put that kind of energy behind something, then you need an antidote, friend. You need something that you could put around you that does exactly the opposite. Something that centers you and brings you peace, because that's what we're supposed to be doing for each other. So before I get into the other side of the coin, since we're here talking about it, and then Doug will tell you a little bit more about what we're doing for all the listeners today, I want to show you how I've done this. The first thing is called Whole Tones to Go, for those of you who can see it, and Doug's going to have a much better picture of it, of course, in a moment. Whole Tones to Go is loaded already with the seven healing frequencies that I first created that started Whole Tones that went viral. Now, here's what's exciting about this. If you have Whole Tones to Go, you can put it anywhere in your house. I mean, I've got a large house. You can hear the frequencies because they carry everywhere in your house. Even at low volume, it doesn't interfere with you watching television or, you know, or if your baby's taking a nap, it actually helps. What it does do is it fills your home with frequency and a music that's tuned that works on a cellular level to help bring peace, clarity, being centered. It's a stress buster in a can. And I'm telling you, it works. I can't go into great detail or it would take up the whole hour. I can just tell you that we offer this in both this form, for those that only use telephones. We have it in an app. We have it. This is my very favorite, and most people don't know much about this, but this is called Chroma. And Chroma is a DVD and a Blu-ray. You get both in here because some people don't have a Blu-ray player. But what's amazing is that this is light and sound. This is both. So actually, when you put this in your living room, in your Blu-ray or DVD player, and you turn it on, you're seeing the harmonics of the actual frequencies you're listening to, light and sound. I have friends. In fact, I just had another amazing email from Dr. Axe and Jordan Rubin saying that they're growing their plants, have been for 4 years now. There's going to be a big they're going to share a lot of this information online. But Dr. Axe and Jordan Rubin were the first to receive my very first Chroma, and they use it in their indoor growing fields to grow their plants. And Jordan went on record to say that since he's been using this, his plants are 40 to 60% bigger than the other ones that weren't receiving this full spectrum lighting and music at the same time. And the bioavailability of their plants, mycobacterium, and all of the herbs they use in their preparations, 60% more with playing this music, which is hard to believe. My wife uses this to grow her orchids, which is, I think, amazing. She said, honey, this stuff makes our plants grow. And I said, well, it's all living things benefit from it. I'm not shocked about it. So, and then finally, of course,
I gotta tell you this real quick with a Chroma. My grandson and my dog, both, I had that on in the den. Okay. Well, actually I didn't. My daughter-in-law had that on in the den, and I couldn't find my dog. I was in the office. And so I went through the, I have kind of large floor plan. And, anyway, walked in, and so I looked, that's on the television, and my dog is sitting next to my grandson, and they're both watching and listening. They're listening and watching. And, you know, I'm telling you, I believe, and this is just I believe that my grandson is actually, can I say learning? I mean, is that,
yes.
Okay, learning
yes.
from, I can't yes. describe it, but there's a, she's learning from it. Meet my dog too, but my grandson. I don't know. There it is. So I'm going to shut up now, but that's
you
cool.
You never have to shut up. I love listening to you. But do you guys remember, there was actually a program that you could purchase called Baby Einstein, right? It was out, probably started 6 years ago or so, Baby Einstein. And it was a program teaching materials that they believe could actually enhance your child's intelligence and help them, you know, to, I guess, for lack of a better word, expand their thinking at an earlier age, and pretty interesting stuff. All of my stuff, remember, I'm not a doctor. I don't make claims, you know, I don't make medical claims, but I will tell you this. I have watched when people play whole tones music in a delivery room in a pediatric ward and what happens with children. My niece, Gabby, is absolutely the most intelligent little girl. And everybody says that, you know, it's like, oh, my baby's a miracle baby. You know, I mean, that's normal because they are. But her test scores, and she's like talking to an old lady when I talk to her. It's like she'll just put her hands on her hips. She goes, oh, Michael, get real. And I'm like, you're four. You don't know this stuff. She says stuff all the time. She'll go like, look at me all of a sudden, and I'll say, hey, I'm going to go out and turn on the pool heater so you can go swim. And she goes, well, get her done. I'm just like, and she came into this world listening to whole tones. And I'll tell you this quick story. When my wife and I went to the hospital, Gabby had just been born. It was in the pediatric floor. And so when we got there, there was like two nurses and a doctor in the room. And I thought, oh my God, I hope everything's okay. Cause it looks like they got other places to be. And when I came in, one of the nurses looked at me and she goes, are you Michael? And I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, this music. She goes, the reason we're in here is because we can't leave. This music is changing the whole feeling of the entire floor that we're on. And she said, Michael, I believe your music is the soundtrack for the entrance and the exit of every human life. And I just, Maya went, I said, can yeah. I use that? She goes, from hospice to hospital, Michael, we need this music. And my little Gabby was born. The doctor actually wanted it in the delivery room. So when she came into the world, that was the first frequency she heard. And what if it was the original frequency that she knew before she came here and came into all these conflicting frequencies? That we don't think like that, but from the moment of you know, for our entrance into this world, we're assaulted by electromagnetic fields and all kinds of really painful negative things that we don't see. They're invisible, and so we don't think they're there. I created Whole Tones to help you and live an optimum life. I made them extremely affordable. I worked very hard at that. I can't give them away because I wouldn't be able to have the money to make anymore. It's kind of a no-brainer, right? I'm a straight shooter. But it started with a book, The Sound of Healing.
This tremendous book, by the way.
Yeah. And then at the same time, I released this on CD. And you would think, okay, who buys CDs anymore? 80%. We still do 80% hard copy. You know why? Because our demographic all bought Bose Wave radios, and this is the perfect thing. I know people that all their cars still have CD players, and they're not getting rid of them. And you want to know why? Because they sound amazing.
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
Everything we do is streaming. But what happens, my dear friend, that you know better than me, when you start making a signal smaller, you truncate it or zip it or compress it. And every time you compress a signal, even though it'll still sound decent, no matter what the delivery, you know, modality is, you're not going to beat, you know, a record, a 12-inch vinyl disc, and you're not going to beat a CD. You're not, because it sounds better. But because of convenience, have you noticed everything's convenience? Nobody really cares about, you know, how long it's going to last. That's why Apple has planned obsolescence in all of their devices, that the battery lasts just about as long as your contract. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, I'm not trying to be that guy, but I'm being that guy and telling you the straight truth. Bottom line, though, I'm going to let Doug talk about what we've done for you guys, but I'm telling you this. Everybody says, well, what can I do? You know, well, can I take a sedative? Why would you want to dummy yourself down when you need all of your faculties in this very important time? What if we don't know where we are in God's biblical timeline, but I can tell you one thing for sure. He wants us awake, alert, and aware, and he wants to speak to us. Think about these people. Think about David. Think about King David. He was the one that brought peace in the midst of chaos. Think of Daniel and the interpretation of dreams. And because Daniel knew what to do and how to do it, he changed his kingdom. How about Joseph? Joseph went through a hard time, right? But at the end of the day, he was a right-hand man to Pharaoh. And because Joseph was wise and because he heard the voice of God, he told the Pharaoh what they should do for the 7 lean years that were coming while they still had plenty. And they saved for those days. Now, God puts people in every generation. We've seen them. Look at Nikola Tesla. We've looked at people that could change the world. And unfortunately, the people that are changing the world are the ones that are under such great scrutiny. What I will tell you about Whole Tones is this. It will make a giant, giant change in the atmosphere of your home. And when you come home, if you're outside the home or if you're at work or you're at Costco watching people freak out over toilet paper or wherever you decide to be today, when you get into your house, you won't be going, oh, I can't wait till I get home because it's going to be peaceful. You're going to walk in and you're going to get pounded in the face by peace and you're not going to know what to do. Some people come home and they weep. We have it running in our house 24 hours a day. And the feeling in my home, I know maybe a few of you listening have actually visited here, is the peace is so deep that when you walk in here, you never want to leave. So, Doug, could you tell them just a little bit about what
Absolutely.
We're
going to
do?
And I'm going to come to your house because I want that. Look, I've got that feeling here. And you mentioned Bose. That's what we have in our offices.
Of
and
course.
I love the CDs. I'm telling you, I don't do the download or streaming or whatever. That's I love the CDs. Okay, here's, and I want to thank you because, you know, I don't know how you did this or I don't, because any less money, you'd be giving them away or you'd be taking a loss. I just don't know. I want to thank you on behalf of our listening and viewing audience because you really made it affordable for everyone. And you certainly have given me, the opportunity to pass the savings along to others. Folks, here's the deal. Whether it's for you, for sleep, and remember, there's other parts, energy and stuff. Go to wholetones.com.
Yep.
Hey, 70%. Think about this. 70% of Americans, we are suffering from lack of sleep. And I'll bet you after this latest round of news and stuff, I'll bet you it's more like 85%.
Oh, yeah.
But you can relieve stress. You can sleep better and you can have energy. You could calm your pet. Just just look at what's on your screen. Or if you're listening to this in your car or wherever, I just told you what is offered there. Folks, go to wholetones.com. Please do this. Please do it as soon as the program is over. Whole Tones to Sleep. It's guaranteed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed. And you need that. Oh my goodness. Do we need that? Pets. One thing it was hard for me to believe, Michael, is, you sold over 200,000 CDs of Whole Tones for Dogs. And I'm so happy about that.
Me too.
Because.
And so are the dogs.
Exactly. Exactly. And, I do have a gift that I'm going to be giving a local animal shelter, and it's going to be your product. And I mean that because, I visited there. My daughter, Jackie, visited there, and, they need that. So anyway, folks, go to wholetones.com. That's wholetones.com. Use promo code Hagman and you'll get $10 off of your order. And I promise you, you will thank me. You will thank Michael, but you'll thank me later. And our testimonials, you know, people say, well, you know, we've got testimonials and you've seen some. I've sent you some of them.
I know. I will hope that you share a couple. If you can.
Yeah, I don't have them with me right now, but I mean, probably a dozen. At least in right after the show, a dozen. It's just amazing, to see how much this is helping people. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate Whole Tones. And I got to tell you something, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're out there helping people and speaking the truth. We need more people like you. And if I can say one last thing, I know that you know things that you can't say. And I know you know people that, I'll just say this. You're plugged into some terrific, amazing people. And, I thank you for blessing us with the information that you've given us today and in the past. I really appreciate it. And I know our listeners do as well.
All I can say is this, is that I exist, and it's very, you know, it's funny because everybody's skeptical, and I got to honestly say I don't blame one of them. I mean, to be skeptical about anything. I mean, when you've been lied to as long as we have, even as a nation, and we're like the best game out there, guys.
Yep.
I mean, we really are. You look at these other, I couldn't believe that Australia basically shut down their whole country. Italy's shut down their whole country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're shut down. Yeah. And you think about what's happening, the implications. The good thing that I saw yesterday is a very close friend of mine was taking pictures on the deck of a cruise ship, and they're going on a cruise, and they're not afraid at all. And I was like, you know what? That's what's really important right now, guys. If I was going to say one thing to you, I would say this. Be not afraid. Don't be afraid. You know, there's a lot of people that stand to make a lot of money off this disaster. Let me tell you, don't fool yourself. There's a lot of people and nefarious folks that plant, you know what, loss leadering, and there's ways to make money out of disasters. Yep. Also, don't be surprised if the gas prices drop like a rock this week at the same time. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if the Fed drops the interest rates all of a sudden. And then the left is going to go, we're going into a recession. Oh, come on. We're not going into it. Number one, Trump's going to rally. Number two, everything's going to be even more bullish. Hey, when you can get stock right now at a decent price, it's been over 28. I mean, give me a break. If you can get a bargain on stock right now, do you know that people are going to start buying again real quick? They're going to buy a bunch.
It's been a lot of people making a lot of money.
It's unbelievable. Yep. So I guess my point is that Whole Tones is here. You don't have to wait on it. It's not made in China. It's not back, you know, it's not like back ordered, you know, like a mask or what. You can get it right now. I do have stuff in the warehouse, and I'm so thankful I do right now, because I think Whole Tones was created for such a time as this. We need peace, guys. And I want to share. I don't know how much time we have, Doug.
Actually, we're a little bit over time, but please share, and I'll apologize to Stan. That's all right.
Okay. So let me leave you with what I wanted to leave you with today too, because I don't want to take anything away from the next guest. But guys, the movie Pay It Forward, that's where your heart has to be right now. If you're in line at a grocery store and somebody's freaking out, just pay their bill. It's not a big deal. If someone's short $3, pay the difference. When you're in traffic, love on somebody. When you're in public places, love on somebody. Last night I went to visit some friends in a shop, right? And I walked in, they all wanted to like fist bump me or touch my foot. And I hugged them and I said, shake my hand, man. You're not afraid of Corona. And I said, no, I love you. Hold me. Come on. We're not going to buy into this junk and start tapping each other's foot on the bottom or whatever. So here's the takeaway for today. I'm going to read it to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you peace like the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. If God's with you, nobody can come against you. Oh, and he's with you. And our best days, both as individuals and as a nation, are still in front of us. And I wanted to say, Doug, the one thing that you probably guessed I was going to say. This is a big deal to me. When 9/11 happened, as you know, Doug, I knew some of the first responders. I won't go into any details, but I actually heard what really happened there. And it was a little bit shocking. But what was more shocking to me was that 2 weeks after those towers went down, people went right back to being rude and giving each other the finger in traffic. And when you went in places, people were rude and nasty and pushing ahead in lines and stuff. And I looked at my wife and I said, the next time it's going to be a catastrophic event that's going to bring people to the feet of Jesus. Guys, you keep hearing the term Great Awakening. It's one of my songs on this Whole Tones project we're talking about, The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is real. The Great Awakening will eclipse every revival that's ever come to any country in the world because people are afraid. And it's forming a vacuum that's going to bring so much good. But outside of every church, outside of every individual minister, outside of everyone going forward and doing what you're doing, Doug, the greatest thing that's going to happen is that God knows how to even take control of fear and bring people to the feet of the cross and bring people to the, you know what? God says, help me help you. I want to help you. I'm your only way out. And so at the end of the day, we see what nefarious people are doing. They're trying to control what? The populace by false information, fake news, and bad reporting and creating mystery illnesses in an election year. It's, yeah, come on. It's old school. Durr. But what God says is, I wasn't caught off guard, guys. Just want to let you know, I'm eternal. I saw this before. And hey, I've already made something really, you're really going to like it. Something really beautiful is going to come out of all of this and you'll see really soon. So be looking for the light in the midst of the darkness. And I hope that these words today, besides the fact of what we've actually created that I know works because I use it every day, let my words bring you peace today and stop. Look and listen. That's the little thing you see when you're crossing the line, a train track. Stop, look, and listen. Calm your heart down. Stop reacting to really bad circumstances that someone is telling you is out there. Use your common sense and God-given discernment and treat each other with love. And this thing will be over before you know it.
Michael Turrell, thank you so very, very much for your gracious gift of time and for everything you do. I really appreciate it. And thanks for coming on with me today. It's such short notice. I know you had to rearrange some things and just accommodate me, but I appreciate it. I really do.
Well, send them on to Whole Tones and we'll see what we can do to help make a dent in this.
Will do. And folks, okay. All right. Thank you, brother. Folks, that was Michael Turrell, WholeTones.com. I'm telling you this. Look, I don't make money doing this. I'm telling you from experience. Two things I want to tell you before Stan comes on. And I want to thank Stan for his patience, but, two things I want to tell you. If you, Michael knows he's connected. He's well connected beyond what you would think. He mentioned 9/11. We had talked off air. There's a lot of similarities watching the public response and drafting. You heard it before, a biopatriot kind of act. The dropping of or the assaulting civil liberties. Social and media event and experiment. I believe this now more than ever, but I'm telling you right now that this is not what we believe it to be. And he mentioned, you know, kind of getting the aerial view. It's exactly what we have to do. It's not saying it isn't something. It's something. Yes, it's something. But it's not what it's being painted to be. And I just want to point that out. All right. Folks, Standale has done so much work. You know, I just, I love Tuesdays. I love talking with Stan. I love it. I love looking at the show images and getting the story from Standale, from standale.com. By the way, folks, if you haven't done so, you know, preparation is part of this. Are you worried about an EMP, you know, frying your appliances, frying your electronics? You don't have to be. Go to empshield.com and use Hagman as a promo code. Why? Because you need one. And it's simple. I mean, you hook it up to your, you hook it up to your, circuit breaker and it's, or call an electrician and it's easy. It's simple. Protect your stuff in the event of an EMP, your electronics, get one for your car. I'm telling you, it's a good, it's a, it's an excellent buy. And Stan and his company, they're working with the government, Department of Defense and other places, Department of Homeland Security. I'm telling you, you know, we can, through proper preparation, we don't have to be caught with our pants down, especially when we have devices like this, EMP Shield, empshield.com. There it is on our screen, empshield.com. Hagman is the promo code. It's very affordable, and it's doable. It's real simple. All right, with that, do we have Stan on? All right, Stan, thank you so much for your patience. God bless you for your patience, and I hope you're doing well today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, a lot of talk about today. I don't even know where to start. Were you talking about the coronavirus thing in the last section?
Yeah, just briefly how we set this up. And I have to just briefly, I've done a lot of investigation research, talking to a lot of people. And yeah, although it's a thing and it's a, I believe it's a bioweapon. And I believe it's, but I also believe it's not what it's being described as, and I believe it's being used and exploited to by the deep state as an assault, as a weapon against Donald Trump. That's kind of what I believe. The hysteria, this whole thing is kind of a social experiment, or at least it's being used as one to monitor the public reaction and to create this state of panic so they can control us. But that's kind of a thumbnail sketch of what we're talking about. So go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, Holly and I were talking about this morning. This virus targets the elderly and the infirmed. And, you know, if it were targeting like that on a global basis, what it would do is wipe out a lot of our natural resources as far as knowledge that these older people have collected and advice they can give to the younger people about systems and, you know, government, whatever that doesn't work right and how to, you know, to live right. And so it's taking the top, you know, cultural reference away from the population of the earth, which explains why so many young people in the United States, for instance, want to go to something like democratic socialism under Bernie Sanders. It's frightening, but if you cut us off at the top, then the youth are just kind of going to have to repeat the mistakes because they don't have any advice.
You know, you're right on that. As I sit here thinking, it also has an economic benefit because aren't we the boomers? Don't we cost the millennials money by our mere existence? So, yeah. You know, that's another thing too.
Absolutely.
You know, so you're right. And I know through Cosmic Conspiracy, I know you've written down so much. And folks, if you want to memorialize version of Stan's knowledge, or at least part of it, Cosmic Conspiracy, off of his website, standale.com, and Holly's book, Dare to Prepare, as well. You want knowledge? There it is. Okay, but Stan, you're absolutely right. Targeting the elderly, the infirmed, what better way to trim the
fat? Yeah, in some of the discussions on this online, you'll see things like terms like useless eaters, like you're too old to function anymore, so we don't need you anymore. Just go die.
You know, that's sad. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And, you know, I've noticed an uptick, and I don't know whether you've noticed this or not. I've noticed an uptick in people calling people my age boomers. Have you noticed that? Very pejorative term, or used pejoratively. Hey, shut up, boomer. I've seen that in comments.
Yeah.
And the lack of respect is building. So you're right.
All right. boy. Yeah, with all the stuff with the oil deals over with Saudi Arabia and Russia and the pressure on our shale oil production here in the United States, our shale oil production is getting really clobbered. I don't think I put that link up today, but you know, I noticed that there were something like 8 shale oil companies that were on the edge of bankruptcy because of the drop in the price of oil, because the Saudis and the Russians are trying to agree on, you know, how to control the oil market, and they're certainly making havoc. And this is going to impact, you know, our energy independence here in the United States. It's just amazing how quickly the whole situation reverses from what it was a month ago.
Exactly. How quickly that has changed. I'm amazed at if we would take a program from a month ago or even 2 weeks ago, given the numbers, given the oil. I mean, oil opened, what, at 32 yesterday or 32 and change?
Yeah.
When it closed at 42 or 40, I mean, it was, and boy, I'll tell you what, Russia is not happy when oil is at that level. So, okay.
Yeah. Well, it just shows you that to Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia, he's still the guy to watch, you know. He's a shaker and a mover on the whole planet at the moment. He's bringing the United States to its knees if he's not, he's trying to, I think, but, I don't know. And we're supposed to be getting along with him to make a peace treaty with Israel and stuff like that. But it's very, very indicative to me that he's not a nice guy. You know, he could either be a false prophet or an antichrist, in my opinion. And somebody sent me an email, one of your listeners, about the thing where in Thessalonians, where Paul is saying to the Thessalonians, he says, don't worry, you haven't been left behind. Has the man of sin been revealed yet? Well, that phrase, the man of sin been revealed yet, apparently is only in the modern translations, but not in the original documents. And I still haven't had time to double check that. But if that's the case, it may mean that we will be able to identify the Antichrist just before we're taken out before the wrath.
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what a difference the translation makes.
Yeah. Look, and I guess it didn't make any difference until we're down to the wire here where it's about to happen. And that's why the knowledge is, you know, being brought forward. So I don't feel bad about having, you know, my show images page. It's actually slide 13 if you want to dial down to it. 13.
Okay. Yeah, folks, go to thestandale.com. And then click on the show images page, click on the appropriate link to this program, and there it is. And slide 13 is the array of potentials here.
All right. I added one this morning, the interior minister of Turkey, Süleyman Soylu. I've mentioned him once before, a few months back. He's really coming to the front. If there's another election in Turkey, the parties are thinking about putting him up instead of Erdogan. Now, why is this interesting? Well, Süleyman has control of the Turkey Wealth Fund that he established, and he has control over all kinds of portfolios inside the country. And I think I misspelled that there, but he's first in line for the president in the next election, and he's a devout Muslim. Now, his name is Süleyman, and we have Mohammed bin Salman, Süleyman. These two could both be in the game, one being the false prophet, one being the Antichrist, and it could be other people, as I say, but this guy is coming to the forefront because Greece is letting, you know, refugees, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of them come across into Turkey, and Turkey is going to have a war with Greece because Greece is going to declare war on them, whatever. So this unbridled movement of masses from the Middle East is got to stop. And so we're looking at a declaration of war probably by Greece on Turkey very shortly. So this is a guy we want to watch. That was slide 13. Then we get back up to the top of the page here.
Interesting.
On slide 52, I'll tell you about that, is there going to be a war in Europe? What Turkey, a NATO ally, is doing in forcing and releasing migrants upon Europe is nothing but an act of war. Turkey's Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said recently that refugees who cross to Europe will soon top to a million. European governments will fall, their economies will be destabilized, and their stock exchanges will tumble, and they can't do anything about it. Greece may well, and very shortly, go to war. Now, in the midst of all this chaos here, this guy doing this, he's going to be pulling some big strings. He's a mover and a shaker that's kind of in the background, but his name is a derivative of Solomon. I researched some more on Nostradamus, because Nostradamus talked about Mabus, and he also talked about the Antichrist of this age having a blue fez, a blue hat. And I researched that in the Ottoman Empire, the fez was primarily, you know, red or gray or black or very, very deep blue, royal blue. But when the Ottoman Empire dissolved, the modern Turkish government said, well, we're going to do away with wearing the fez. Now, one of the things other than a status symbol of wearing the fez was that when they bow down as Muslims, you know, four times a day to pray, and they hit their head on the floor, the fez protected their forehead so it didn't make, you know, dents or bruises on it. Interesting little tidbit there. But this guy, Suleiman, he's making changes, and he's a progressive. And I think that he is moving toward restoring the Ottoman Empire as a Solomon, which, you know, Turkey worships Solomon anyway, so they think he was the greatest, you know, pasha, whatever. This is something to pay attention to. And look at slide 54. I just click on the picture. I found this during World War II. A lot of the Turkish youth, you know, Muslim youth, went over to help the Germans to fight us, right? And to fight Islam. And you can see the SS Waffen signature on their fezes. That's just spooky. I mean, this.
Wait a second. Well, I'm looking at this. Okay. Tell me what I'm looking at again.
There's a picture of some of the Turkish youth that left Turkey and went into to help Germany during World War II against the Jews.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I got it.
And it's Islam and the Jews, right? That booklet he's reading. And you can see on his fez, that symbol is the SS Waffen, you know.
Got
SS.
It. Yep. Yep.
So
it is.
That is in the culture there. And it, all these things added together, Turkey is going to be a major. Oh, and another thing. It says in Daniel that the Antichrist will be from the people who sacked Jerusalem, right? Rome.
Yep.
Well, the head of the Eastern Roman Empire was the Ottoman, or Turkey, the Ottoman Empire now has come since then, but that was where the Eastern Roman Empire was there in what is now Turkey. So he could come from that. So the things are starting to add up. It's getting interesting.
And you know, I happened to catch Fellowship Bible Chapel, John Heller, his last sermon talking about the peace plan between Israel, or the peace plan that Jared Kushner was kind of drafting up, and essentially no one likes it. I mean, it's just, and he went through the timeline of peace plans or different peace plans and what's going on over in Israel right now, and of course splitting up the capital of Jerusalem and the same old stuff, different plan, same stuff, different plan. I could say, but, wow. It's just, things just seem to be on the fast track, don't they?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, we're on the verge of a global economic meltdown as a result of all this stuff, you know, whether it be the oil or the coronavirus or whatever. Certainly the coronavirus scare.
I'm sure.
Does hurt the economy of everybody. Tourist destinations, airlines, trains, you know, everything.
Isn't it amazing though, Stan, how the timing of that? I don't believe in coincidences. I mean, aside from, you know, I just don't believe in coincidences, but look at the trade, deal with China, and look at the timing of this coronavirus. Look at the fact that the left, deep state really is out of ammo against Donald Trump. I mean, they've tried everything. Well, let's why not just try to burn it all down, or at least provide the hysteria and the panic to do just that. So, I mean, there's a lot to me, although I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I look at this and at first I think, okay, it's kind of easy to understand. And then I look at it again and I'm thinking, wait a minute, there's a lot of moving parts to all of this. It's just, I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I mean, you have to look at it multi-level, kind of a multi-level.
You do. You do. And I think your suspicion is well founded. What we're seeing now is an urgent need for, global unity, for peace and security. And, you know, we've got a threat here of a pandemic. We've got a threat of an economic meltdown of the planet. We've got a threat of nuclear war with North Korea and perhaps with Iran. Yep. Loose cannon over there. You know, when you start adding up these crisis curves, and the weather's not being kind to us either, where the seasons are coming early this year and hot, and fires and things like that. So you can see the plagues of the revelation of John starting to manifest all at once. I mean, this is not subtle at all. It's in your face. So
when you got swarms of locusts, by the way, and people,
I forgot that.
And saying, you know, it's biblical in nature. I mean, even the mainstream media is saying it's biblical. It's not Quranic, right? It's biblical. It's not, you know, name another the holy book. But no, it's biblical in nature. And, maybe it's just words to them, but not to us. I mean, it's really is biblical.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I think this peace treaty over in Israel, I still think that it may be because Israel has to do something to defend herself, perhaps against Iran, and use a nuclear weapon. And this will scare the heck out of everybody. And Palestinians and anybody else that was against Israel will, you know, kind of pull in their horns and think, whoops, they may get loose with some of their 300 nuclear missiles and kill us. So as a result, they may come to the table and make a peace treaty real quick. They have to have the incentive, and the incentive is when it gets in their pocket or, you know, gets right in their face.
That's a good point.
So keep an eye out. Yeah, keep an eye out. I mean, look in slide 57, there's an article there about the North Korean little guy who fires three or four missiles between North Korea and Japan, and they follow the water there, and he's promising a momentous attack, you know, or a momentous event after that. Because we know he can reach our west coast with a nuclear missile now. And that's another reason for EMP shields. I gotta add, because, you know, you don't want to wait to the last minute to order it. It takes you about 5 or 6 days to get it. You gotta get it installed. And, wow.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in that. I really am. From what I've seen, just from my own, our own situations here with the electrical issues that we've had, I'm a big believer in this. So folks, do yourself a favor. If it's your birthday coming up, if it's your wife's birthday, oh, she'll love this, right? Or, you know, regardless, just do it. EMPshield.com, promo code Hagman. And I got to tell you something. There's a certain, I don't know, you'll feel better about things. Now, it's not going to stop an EMP, but it's going to stop an EMP from frying your equipment in your house. So.
And your generators and solar power things. I mean, you know, it'll take your power out if you've got even alternate power, if you don't have it grounded and protected by a shield.
And you know, I'm glad you mentioned generators, because it does protect, like you said, it protects generators. And wow, you know, what an expensive little ditty that those are. So. And I'm talking about the whole, you know, whole house or whole dwelling generator. So.
Yeah. I know that, you know, what can I say about the government? You mentioned it in your opening. We are working very closely with the government, and for obvious reasons, we can't discuss what we're doing, but, we are certainly trying to save the country's infrastructure.
Yes. Yes. And by the way, if anyone can do it, you can do it. So.
Well, we're doing our best anyway, but this coronavirus panic and the market crash and stuff has caused shipping and parts, you know, issues and challenges for us and everyone else. So we're going to just forge ahead and do what we can as long as we can. So get your EMP shield while you can. I'm just telling you ahead. If the government takes all of our stuff, you know, wanting it to use it, then we won't have any left. So, yep. don't be putting it off. Hey, we got our patent, slide 56 here. If you click on the picture, Tim sent me my copy of it. It's a plaque, a wooden plaque on the wall, which shows our patent and our circuit and, that we did it and all that kind of junk. Probably not the best picture, but, yeah. So.
Wow. Now, I've never gotten a patent for anything. So is that, do they give those out like that?
Well, you have to pay for it. The Department of Commerce does it. Actually, they even gave us for a fee here. If you look at this cup here, the Commerce Department gave us, you know, our little, little cups and patent numbers so that you can sit there and think, well, how cool I am or something. I don't know.
Wow. That's pretty neat. Mm. And here all I have is I need the bean coffee mug. So I like.
yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's great. I like that. It's a handsome plaque. That's for sure. Wow.
Slide 46. A rather interesting development over in India and the countries that take water from the Himalayas. 1.9 billion people get their water from a source that could soon disappear. Why? Because this global warming is only, you know, probably 9/10 of a degree centigrade average, is starting to melt all the glaciers and stuff early. And that's what they get it from. You can see the picture. The glacier melts come down and supply the water to the Indus and various other rivers and, you know, in Bangladesh and stuff like that. 1.9 billion, nearly 2 billion people, one-fourth of the planet's water is going to dry up, you know, if it keeps at this temperature and runs out the snowpacks. That's their main drinking water. Wow. So I think this is something to deal with, because how are you going to get water to 2 billion people? You can't even do desalination unless you've got a horrific budget.
Right.
There is a machine being built at the moment, tested by an Air Force officer, that will, I think it's 5,000 gallons a day out of the air, out of the moisture in the air. And, but that's, you know, he's doing like prototypes and stuff. And from prototype to manufacturing and distribution, it takes a while, like a few years. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there are pressures everywhere. When you get shortage of water and hence food, because you're not growing your crops, you have migrations of gangs and people trying to survive over there. It's going to totally destabilize that whole area. You know, Afghanistan, you know, India and into Indonesia, I'm sure. So anyway.
Wow. Man. And just so people know, this is not man-made climate change. This is much bigger than that. Man is not, it's not because of your hairspray bottles that this is happening. It's because of, as Stan Dale has explained many times before, it's the sun, it's a whole bunch of things. So there it is.
Yeah. And on that subject, the sun, let's see here. Let's look at slide 47 on the picture.
Okay.
Now, this was taken yesterday at the Solar Dynamic Observatory at NASA runs, looking at the sun. These white hairy lines are magnetic field lines. And right in the kind of the equator, kind of to the left of it, you see that bright spot? Yeah. That, which one is that? That doesn't look like mine. Maybe I've got the newer one. Okay. Anyway, that bright spot the first kind of really radioactive, very active sunspot of the sunspot cycle 25. And it's been causing havoc on, you know, normal radio AM stations and things like that. It's been very noisy. You'll also notice that up around the North Pole of the sun there, it's dark. You don't see a lot of magnetic lines coming out of the North Pole, but you see a bunch of them going into the South Pole at the bottom there. And you'll see that it's slightly tilted, you know, to the left. It's rotated to the left, the magnetic field. So the sun is still undergoing its internal polar reversals that it does every sunspot cycle. So it's unstable, and it might be unstable to the point that it has a lot of these solar outbursts, which could, of course, create coronal mass ejections and hence EMPs. Hmm. Look at slide 48 right next to it. Now, this is a thing that takes a picture of three-fourths of the sun. The fourth part, the satellite broke a long time ago. But you'll see that there's that little white dot down toward the zero longitude there. And that white dot is that sunspot we were just looking at. And if you look at the upper left-hand corner, there's a very bright one, bigger than that, that's just started as the sun turned away in the last 3 days. It'll probably be 3 to 4 weeks before we see it come and face at us. And it looks like it'll be a high latitude one, so I'm not too worried about a direct halo hit of the Earth. But it's already showing signs that this solar cycle is going to be busy. Problematic, actually.
Hmm.
And I don't know about you, but we can feel that spring is early. I mean, the birds are here trying to nest already. And, things are starting to sprout. Flowers are coming up. This is early. And it's warm.
So, actually, yeah, I've noticed it here. It's not a big change, but it's a noticeable change here in this area. So, I mean, so what you're saying is, obviously, it's much different where you're at geographically in terms of the earlier onset of spring and fair weather.
Yeah. I mean, like we have pairs of finch birds that come and nest here every year, and they've come and they've started trying to fight over who gets this basket and that basket. Just cheeping and flapping around, and we've seen robins already, and I actually heard a hummingbird the other day, and we're supposed to get snow or something in a week or so, and you think, where are they going to nest? You know, this is crazy. But anyway, the seasons are upside down a little bit, I think, and I don't know what's going to happen in Australia when they get there next summer. It's
wow. You mean with the fires? Is there
Yeah.
I've seen the maps or the, the maps where they show the damage, and that's amazing. It's catastrophic.
I know. Yeah. It's just unbelievable. And of course that hurts food supply and the economy and everything. I don't know how they're going to recover because percentage wise compared to the United States, it'd be like, you know, we burned the western half of the United States or something and probably the grain belt in the middle, it was a huge hit to their economy. Huge. Hmm. Anyway, that's Australia.
Yeah.
Now, there was a flurry of 10 earthquakes. Which slide is that? 43. Now, this is an interesting place to have a flurry of earthquakes. It's a long fault or ridge that goes out into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Northern California. It's called the Mendocino Fault. If you click on that, you'll see a picture of these earthquakes. The big blue one is about a 5.5 or 5.8. What is it? 5.8, which is a reasonable size earthquake to happen along that fault line, which just happens to be at the bottom of the Juan de Fuca plate, but just outside of it. Now, why is this interesting? Well, because that little red line that goes through that blue earthquake, that 5.8, if you now go back over to slide 44 and look at that, this is a zoomed out view to show those little yellow earthquakes at the top of that arrow there, top left. That's the Mendocino area there. And the white arrow goes down along the kind of the general path of the San Andreas Fault all the way to Mexico, where they had about a 5.5 or 5.6 on that end of the San Andreas Fault, which it connects in through a salt lake up in there through into the United States. But that whole fault line is having big issues, big stress release on each end of it. Now, you got to wonder what that means.
Your thoughts? I mean, your assessment based on that?
Well, I'm looking at the plate. I know the one down to Mexico, the end of the arrow there, is very thin and fragile. And we could be looking at something that triggers, you know, several of the parallel quake fault zones to the San Andreas. We'll keep an eye on it, but there's something about to break there again.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at that image. It's not a good place for things to be breaking.
No, no.
Oh boy.
All right. Now, slide 45 is interesting. Someone sent me this from Prophecy Watchers. They were people I did some lectures with, about the Garden of Eden and stuff like that. And this is a new movie, a new DVD out, which I did. I had a peek at the trailer. I think if you click on the picture, I'll just be. It takes you over to the trailer. It's set back in biblical times, but it's showing like the Israeli courtship and wedding ceremony, and comparing it to the rapture of the church. I'm just trying to think. Zola Levitt, in his book, Israeli Love Story, I think it was, talked about this probably 25, 30 years ago. And now they're making a movie to show it so you can see the betrothing of the bride and how her father has to approve the groom and all that kind of stuff. Seal the deal with a bottle of wine and, you know, a hand under the thigh and all that stuff. But it's worth seeing, and I'm certainly going to get me some copies of it. But the whole upshoot of it is that the rapture follows the Jewish wedding ceremony, traditional back in the old days, where, you know, there's a bride and she's kept with her parents until it's time for the groom's friends, you know, the friends of the groom, come in at night, you know, and put a scarf over her head and take her away to meet the groom in a secret service to leave and go to the wedding feast. The parents, you know, the dad particularly looks to be sure it's the right people taking his daughter, of course. And she's been up in her room for a year, you know, waiting with a candle in the window every night to be ready for when the groom comes. Anyway, so they secrete her out. And they have a veil over, and no one can see who it is, but they know something's going on, and off they go to the wedding service. And the groom hasn't even been able to collect his bride until, of course, he's prepared a room for them, a honeymoon suite at his father's place. So it's all very much like what we see in the discussions of the rapture in the New Testament. I just find it fascinating. So it's a good video to watch, I think.
Very interesting. Thanks for putting that up there. That's, that's Prophecy Watchers. The title of the DVD is Before the Wrath, and the official trailer you can get via that link or via that page. So thank you. All right.
Yeah. And for the Patreon listeners, I'm running a bit slow because it's tax time and I've got to figure out all that nonsense, but I'm working on part 4 of the Garden of Eden expedition. We've got 3 parts up there now, and the, third part, we finally arrived at the Cumanana, or the source of the water from the land of Eden that gushed up into 10,000 foot altitude and then flowed down into the Garden of Eden and also flowed out to make the 4 great rivers that separated all the major continents at the time. And we stood there, and even while I'm editing the film and looking at it, I'm excited because, like, in the fourth part, I can see the breeze blowing across the water there. At 10,000 feet up there, and I can just kind of imagine, I can hear the birds that are out there singing and stuff. That's real time, and occasionally a cowbell that you hear from the Maasai who are taking their cattle to water there. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a peaceful, wonderful experience to realize that's where the water came from for the Garden of Eden.
You know, all of that really makes sense. And I've been following, of course, being a member of Patreon. Folks, definitely join Patreon. Stan and Holly, they're worth the, they're worth supporting. And of course, the product that you receive is excellent. And I was going through that and it all makes sense. And it's really neat how you can match the Bible, with what you found. I mean, it makes a Bible come alive. It doesn't necessarily authenticate it Because, I mean, the Bible doesn't need authenticating, but that's kind of what happens. And, yeah, it's just, well, it's just really cool.
Well, that was the whole purpose of what I did that for, was to prove that the Bible is correct, an absolutely correct historical document. And, you know, there's a few things we got to get over in the resistance out there in academia about whether the earth was, you know, 25% smaller in diameter, and, you know, and it wasn't 100 billion years ago that Pangaea broke up, but a lot less because of the speed of light, and all these little things that have to be clarified, and mainstream science has to kind of change their rules and realize that they're wrong. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you they're wrong. No question about it. But anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. And again, Patreon member, or Patreon for Stan Holly Dale, go to standale.com and click on the link to the Patreon page. There it is right there, and you can select the membership level, but it's well worth it to do that. And again, that's Stan Holly Dale's Patreon, Patreon page. There it is. All right.
Last week, I think it was, I talked about an email I got, a guy that Larry Taylor sent, his friend over in the Philippines said they saw this cluster of about 30 bright orbs, you know, flying across the sky. Yep. And then when I mentioned on the show, I got an email from another one of your listeners elsewhere, I think, could have been in California, saying they saw the same thing near the same date. And I think what they're seeing is these, satellites that are being put up, and that great huge gazillions of satellites are putting around the planet, because they do like that. They cluster and they fly kind of in a formation up to orbit. And when they get up to station keeping orbit, they start to split out and take their position in this ring of satellites around the planet. So I think that's probably what those were. Still quite a neat thing to see, I guess.
What purpose the satellites?
Communications. You know, TV, that kind of stuff. Let me see who's doing that here. SpaceX. 50th. No, is it SpaceX doing that? I can't remember which billionaire is doing it at the moment, but anyway, that's what it is. There's been a concern that with this whole, what they call a constellation of satellites, that it's going to interfere with a lot of the deep astronomical photographing, you know, because you've got these bright lights that are cutting across your image and blocking out stuff that they want to see. When you're punched out that far, you know, 200 million light years or whatever, I don't know how far they go, but, you know, a small dot out there can be wiped out by the bright light of one of these satellites because they're stationary. You know, anyway.
Is there, and I saw an article about this, as a matter of fact, maybe you even touched on this. Is there a lot or too much space junk? Is that something that, is there a lot of stuff kind of in geosynchronous orbit, with Earth that shouldn't be there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of dead, rocket parts, you know, stages, some of them that were small stages that disconnected from their main satellite and they're still hanging around. There's nuts and bolts and things that broke loose. It's not just ours. It's all the countries that are throwing stuff up at orbit.
Okay.
It'd be at least 4,500 pieces up there that probably we could do without. And they're all traveling at relative speeds of 17,000 miles an hour to 34,000 miles an hour, depending upon its orbit and what, you know, how you're approaching it. So if we get, excessive solar winds and things like that, the heating the atmosphere, the atmosphere expands. It'll start to decay some of these orbits, and then they can collide into each other. Hopefully not into the satellites that are way out there, you know, like 20,000 miles out. But the near Earth, satellites could experience trouble, like the space station, things like that. So it's a clear and present danger. And there's been a number of things suggested. The Chinese tried to figure out a way that they could build a laser, ground-based laser, that would shoot the targets out of the sky up there. And then they thought, well, we'll put it in orbit and do it that way. And then there was another suggestion, just take a bag of sand up there and put it in orbit against the direction of the satellites and explode it. And all these little bullets traveling at that speed will wipe out all the debris and bring it down to Earth. So, you know.
Now, does that sound like a good idea to you? That last thing? I mean, I don't know. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, do it on the 4th of July and enjoy the show.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to send this up there and there's some double aught buck. And anyway, yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I think I've covered most of what we need today. Just perfect. Let me double check. Oh, if you, in slide 49, if you want to just click on the picture and look at this, this will help people see in their mind about the revived Roman Empire. You can see Italy, there's this red boot sticking down. And to the left of it, you've got, you know, Spain and Europe. And to the right of it, you've got, you know, Greece, Turkey, you know, and all the way into the Middle East to Syria. And this whole area is going to be revived Roman Empire, two legs of it, left and right, just like in Nebuchadnezzar's dream that Daniel interpreted. And Turkey is right in the middle of it. So this just, in my mind, told me exactly what the prophet was talking about, Daniel was talking about, that he will be from the people that destroyed the temple in 70 AD, and that's the Roman Empire. And Turkey certainly fits that.
Yeah, I would say. I definitely agree with you. And it's interesting to me as we were talking about how things seemingly have sped up. I'm looking toward, or I'm looking at the Arab Spring that happened, as being a catalyst to where we're at today. I'm looking at the action of the Clinton or State Department. I'm looking at Western intelligence, throughout the world. There's many things I'm looking at, responsible for where we're at today with this. So I think that the acceleration, Stan, I believe it was a notable intentional acceleration to bring about the very thing that we're looking at today. And as you see there on your screen.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, so
yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well, sorry. Holly and I have been busy now then, like everyone should be getting prepared to, whether the coronavirus thing should, you know, you have to be quarantined or something. And we've stocked all of our food and medicines and antiseptics and things. And the last weekend we were out harvesting a bunch, probably a bushel and a half the hard way of the Jerusalem artichokes, because you have to dig up the bed and pick them out one by one. But the Jerusalem artichokes are good for people with diabetes. So they produce this inulin, not insulin, but inulin. And so,
do you grow them? I mean,
yeah.
Oh, wow!
Jerusalem artichokes are like a weed. You plant one, and a year later it comes out. You either box it in, or it's going to take over your yard.
Okay, I guess I'm a city boy. I never really heard about that. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, look up. It's called sunchokes or Jerusalem artichokes, and even Edgar Cayce prescribed about an egg-sized Jerusalem artichoke a week for a lady that had diabetes, and you know, back last century, a long time ago. But they make a tall, slender green stalk. At the top is a single yellow flower that smells like chocolate. Wow. Get this, the leaves that come off of it, they're you know, probably like that, and they at the base of the plant and come up. And Jasbo, our boy dog, you'll see him sitting out there next to the bed. And the leaves hang out, and he'll be just grabbing a leaf and go, like that. Have no idea what he gets out of it. He doesn't like the artichoke, but he likes the leaves.
Wow.
Probably a law against it somewhere. I don't know, but anyway.
Seriously, that's pretty cool though. But it smells, the flower smells like chocolate, you said?
Yeah. It's a little yellow flower. It's really nice smelling, chocolate smelling.
I'm going to have to look into this. So it grows in this, it would grow in the north, well, in the middle Atlantic, northeast section of
it. It grows in northern Montana.
Oh, wow.
That's where we got our start from, Linda Babbs, one of our friends that wrote the Garden Secrets book on our website. And she brought it down and we planted it. And she says, now I'm going to tell you, fence it in because this is wild. It'll take over. And we had a 4 foot by 8 foot, you know, by 8 inch deep bed with, you know, screen wire around it. And it even went underneath that and tried to get into the main, you know, clay soil. It's But it's good value. It's a good medicine. So, yeah.
It sounds good. Yeah. I never heard of it. Because I'm a city boy, I guess, but I have to check that out. If it's good for, medicinal things, that's very good. Preparing and such, I look at people who are out there today, the fighting over toilet paper, fighting over hand sanitizer and such. And I'm thinking, you know, all of this could have been avoided had you listened to Stan and me.
Holly.
Is Holly. Yeah. It's just all needless, isn't it? I mean, it's senseless.
It is. I mean, it's, they've left it too late, to get stuff. And well, we've been telling them about it for 20 years, you know, do it and rotate it, but always have a good stock. Have your little local supplies there.
Yeah.
Of the things that you need, like medicines and toilet paper. But, you know, even if you can't get the toilet paper, you can, one of these rubber gloves or plastic gloves and do like the Indians do with a bowl of water and wash yourself. I mean, it's possible. You can get along without toilet paper. Not desirable, but anyway.
Yeah. And I've seen people now, turning to, making bidets. And, so I figured, you know, worst comes to worst, we'll just get Eric's pressure washer, which is quite the flow from that. And, give a new meaning to Rocket Man.
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
That sounds painful. Yeah. But it's practical things like this. I mean, people can, use pop bottles and store, fill them with water from the tap and store it. And
yeah.
You can flush your toilet with that. If the mains aren't working, you just take the lid off and pour the bottles of water you stored. They don't even have to be clean if you're using it for toilet water. And flush your toilets with that. It'll work. You don't have to have power for that.
Yep. And I like Eric does, I saw him using the cat litter the other day. He's up there nosing around and using his paw. Eric, I'm kidding. I love you.
I wonder where that was going. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to stop. I had to pull that out before it went sideways. I already did, but, oh man. Well, you know what? We're out of time. I mean, we have a minute or so left. Anything that, aside from taxes, which by the way, I feel your pain in what a mess, huh? I mean, no more postcard taxes. It's,
No, it's so complicated. And I'm changing accountants this year. So My accountant is 50 miles away and I've got to put all this stuff together in a rather complex thing because of my involvement with the EMP Shield company and shareholdings and all this kind of nonsense that you just can't put a rubber stamp on it and say that's it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, man, I don't even know how you'd do that. I wouldn't want to be in your position because that to me, so yeah, you've got like, yeah, no thank you. no thank you at all.
Yeah. Well, look, you have a good rest of your evening.
Yeah. And you too. And you and Holly and the furry ones, I appreciate you. We appreciate you and we appreciate Holly. And God bless you, my friend.
God bless you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Folks, that was Stan Dale from standale.com. And, of course, the EMP Shield. You know, look, I ain't saying it. I'm just saying. The EMP Shield. It's really a good protective device. Eric the Tech, what do you think about things? Jump in here in the last minute we got. Let's walk this out together, shall we? Let's walk this. Listen to him. He's got the virus. Go ahead.
I think you covered a lot today.
Did you hear that, folks? You see, they sent a spy in. It's the blankets with the coronavirus. I'm telling you.
You know, Doug sprinkled something in my drink.
I got to tell you, folks, if the guy three doors down sneezes, Eric catches a cold. Eric the Tech, got to love him, man. And he did such a nice job on the shirts as well. If you go to HagmanStore.com, you can see the shirts there. What a great design. Don't tread on me. And it's got the flag on the sleeve. It's really a great shirt. You know, look, we're trying to do is make a difference by raising awareness. There it is, Hagman Report. And, There's got, again, it's got the flag on the arm. And this is a tri-blend shirt. This is really comfortable. You don't have to buy it. It's cool if you did. One of the greatest things that, or one of the funniest things, I don't know, great funny, when my wife and I were in Florida one year for a conference, seeing somebody by the pool, actually two or three people by the pool wearing Hagman Report shirts, it blew our minds, man. Really did. All right, folks. I want to say thank you very much for everything. Look, we started off playing, I started off playing the Alex Jones, video clip and watch the rest of it, because I do believe as much as this is an issue, the coronavirus is an issue, and a bioweapon, I do believe that the intent here is to take down President Donald Trump and essentially burn it all down. Ruin the economy, ruin our healthcare system, overtax the healthcare system, like I said yesterday.